solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans and want to share our crazy passion and knowledge for the Wizarding World with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have Nadine, your Hornbeam Hufflepuff.
Lexi, your Hawthorn Hufflepuff.
And Tori, your Red Pine Ravenclaw.
Yeah!
Yes! Again, we have a theme going on. It's trees! And what's the most famous tree in wizarding history? It's the Whomping Willow!
In all wizarding history.
That's right.
For the last all 15 years history. At least.
Exactly. I mean, that left a mark. I mean, honestly. So the Whomping Willow is located on the grounds of the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. It was planted in 1971 to disguise the opening to a secret passageway that led to the Shrieking Shack. It was planted the same year that Remus Lupin arrived at Hogwarts. Lupin would be escorted to the tree every month, head down the passageway, and transform at the Shrieking Shack, where he could not bite or hurt anyone. The Whomping Willow is extremely violent. It attacks anyone who disturbs its branches. Remus tells Harry that students in Remus's year used to play a game who could get near enough to touch the trunk of the tree, and a boy named Davy Gudgeon nearly lost his eye, and I guess that means he won. He got the closest.
He nearly lost it.
Nearly.
Nearly headless.
Nearly. Oh my goodness. So I have a random thought, you guys. So whenever I read that the tree was planted in the year that Remus was there, I always pictured like a small little sapling, like a little baby tree.
It's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
oh yeah. Like, I am Groot.
Like, I am Groot, yes.
Oh my goodness.
This is Groot's mom. Also, I don't know why the tree's female, but I totally see it as like a punch.
Oh yeah.
Don't you get at me, boy?
But I thought that was really funny because like until the movie came out, I was like, oh, that makes more sense that it would be a giant tree to protect people from a huge werewolf, not some little crappy itty bitty tree that had to grow into the tree that it was.
Yeah, I think they expedited that growing process.
It's a grandmother Whomping Willow.
The grandmother Whomping Willow. That's right. Yeah, that's nobody messes with her.
So Tori, you just pulled different like times that we were around the tree in the books, right?
That's what we're going through. Our little timeline of the Whomping Willow.
Our little timeline of the Whomping Willow. So in 1992, which is year two in Harry Potter's wizarding career. Nope.
Wizarding
time at Hogwarts. he and Ron famously crashed the flying Fort Anglia into the Whomping Willow and injure it. The tree. And so Professor Sprout, who is the herbology teacher, has to bandage some of the tree's limbs and try to repair the damage with the helpful assistance of the wonderful Professor Gilderoy Lockhart.
Yeah, hindrance.
Yeah. Helpful.
The best, worst character in the books. Mm-hmm. So in the year 1993, which would be Harry's third year, his beloved Nimbus 2000 was destroyed when it blew into the Whomping Willow after he was attacked by Dementi Whatsits, and the storm just blows it into the tree and it's destroyed. He has to wake up from the hospital wing and get that news. It's just awful.
It is true. In 1994, which is the end of Harry's third year, because there's a year in between there, guys.
Yeah.
Sirius Black, in his animagus form, drags Ron Weasley into the secret passage beneath the Whomping Willow, breaking his leg. But Harry gets a godfather out of it. Yay!
Yay!
Worth it!
I love it.
Worth the broken leg.
Worth the broken leg.
Worth Ron's broken leg.
Oh my gosh.
And then we don't really see the tree again until the last book. But in the movie, I love that they have, like, little bits of the tree. Isn't there a time in, like, the fifth or sixth movie that it just shows the tree, like,
smacking a bird
or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
shaking its leaves off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, The leaves just fall. I forgot about that. No, I love that they put those things in. Just adds character.
It's true.
But the next real time that we see it in the books is in 1998, the end of their seventh year during the Battle of Hogwarts. And Harry, Ron, and Hermione sneak through the passage because that's where they see where Snape and Voldemort are. And they witness Nagini murdering Severus Snape.
All these old orders.
Seriously, the worst snake of all of the snakes.
The next one I'll take. It's in the alternate timeline from The Cursed Child. The Whomping Willow's roots conceal a room that is used by the dregs of Dumbledore's army. Because in that timeline, Harry died. And it was like the last little bits of resistance. But we don't know if we should add that one. But it was mentioned in Cursed Child. Just so everyone knows. I had some questions. What are some other ways that you guys think other trees protect themselves? So I was thinking, like, obviously there's the physical, like the Whomping Willow. And then I was thinking bow truckles. I'm pretty sure they can be quite mean if they aren't loyal to you. I'm pretty sure they can be feisty. And then my third thought was stink sap. Be like standing under it and like all of a sudden you get like drooped on. Like, what is happening?
Well, that's what the Mimblest Mimbletonia does, right?
Yes, when you poke
it. If you poke it, it's like stink sap. Just like sprays it everywhere.
Yes. I was just trying to think of other like defense mechanisms that some trees would have. Because I mean, obviously the Whomping Willow has the best.
I think of, like, Grandmother Willow from Pocahontas, but it's very similar to the Whomping Willow, but, like, when Grandmother Willow will, like, lift up her roots from the ground, like, trip people.
Yeah, and, like, trip people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think, what if it, like, released, like, a powder or, like, a puff of air that, like, made you, like, start hallucinating or something? I don't know. And you're like, wait, where am I? What's happening?
What are you doing, Saga?
And he's like, ha ha ha, back away.
I like it. I like it. No, the Whomping Willow is not like, I mean, it's obviously integral to a lot of the story, but there's not very much on it.
It's so impactful.
Yes, it is still important.
Yes. So that's our episode on the Whomping Willow. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And remember that you can always reach out to us on social media. Tell us what you think. Tell us what your favorite feature of the Hogwarts grounds is. We've talked about a lot of them so far, like the lake or Hagrid's hut or the Forbidden Forest. And you can go listen to the rest of our episodes to see the rest. But tell us what your favorite feature of the grounds are. We would love to hear from you. So Facebook, We Solemnly Swear. Instagram, we're at We Solemnly Swear Cast. And our email is wesolemnlyswearcast@gmail.com.
Mischief managed.